Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet. Today's guest, to my immediate left, we have Rome from the illustrious YouTube group Dormtainment from Atlanta by way of Miami. Rome, say what's up, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all feeling? How you doing?
We have computer engineer, actress, comedian from Detroit, Keisha E.
Mm-hmm. What up, though?
And we have... Cobb County.
Thank you, my boy.
Cobb County's finest.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that.
Cobb County.
I used to live in Cobb.
Okay,
Brandon.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate
who is Brandon Lewis today? If this is your first time watching this show, we talk about random old stories that are on the internet. Nothing trending, nothing new, all bizarre. Today's first story, and they don't know any of these stories. I'm just going to tell them as this happens. Did you guys know? Because I saw this on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin was tracked by the FBI for 40 years.
Because she was a down-ass Detroit girl, you know.
Oh, she is 40, from Detroit.
You know what
for
I'm saying? So she was with the
for
movement.
40
yeah.
years from 1967 to 2007, the Federal Bureau of Investigation methodically collected information about Aretha. They used false phone calls, surveillance, infiltration, and highly placed sources. Her files started... because she was connected to Martin Luther the King.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what they did with old Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, they wrote this letter, for example, 1974, said, "Dear Aretha, I'm still in charge of you. I'm not to be crossed. So you should be paying me some of my money. Mm-hmm. Evidently, your advisors do not know the dangers of neglecting what I'm saying. I would hate to drag your father into this."
Mm.
And then 4 months later, her father was shot.
Oh, dang.
The FBI declined several comments.
I bet. Yeah, yeah. That already, yeah, when you decline comments, you did it. Yeah, I declined comments. Yeah, brother, you did it. Yeah,
I don't know if they were striking her, but I definitely knew that she, Aretha was about the action.
What was she?
What
was
she? What action was she?
She was down with the Black Panther.
Hold on, you got to say it again. Say down. What you said?
She's a down ass Detroit.
She's
from Detroit.
Damn, how y'all say down like that?
She took a couple charges for a couple niggas in the movement. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then she went to the studio. You know what I mean?
Goodness gracious.
But it's funny because in the studio, she wasn't, you know, most artists, they bring their life to the studio. She's like, nah, I'm going to keep that on the side.
Yeah, you know, because the FBI watching. Yeah, the streets is watching. So I'm going to just sing this love song. Meanwhile.
She said, I'm going to be fresh as hell if the feds watching. Like, no two
meanwhile,
chains.
You know what I mean? Aretha had three outfit changes at her funeral. Don't play with her.
Yes, oh, that's
like,
why.
No.
So, wait, is that true?
Yes.
She had what?
She had three outfit changes.
Three of them?
She had 50 pink Cadillacs. She had three outfit changes. She shut the city down for days.
I'm not going to lie. From here on out.
Because she a what?
She a down ass.
Now that I know she had outfit changes, there's no way I'm not telling my people, make sure you get me in 3 to 4 outfits before my funeral over.
Because
that's fire. You know what I'm saying? You can pick it out. You on your deathbed, they come in, they lay it out. Say, okay, which
fit you
want?
Yeah, she had different hairstyles too. Like, change her wigs up.
So is this how respect came?
I mean, yeah. Put some respect on her name.
Is this the birth of respect?
Put some respect on her name. Yeah.
Oh, that's what she did. She got
in trouble. She was bailing niggas out of jail, like the whole, you know, during that movement, though. Yeah. Like, not just, like, dope boys and then, you know.
She went to the studio, she said.
She what?
I declined comment on that.
Because she a
down ass.
Have you ever bailed a nigga out of jail, Keisha?
Have I?
You gotta think about it. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, actually, I didn't.
She said,
Have you ever picked up anybody from jail?
I've picked somebody up from jail.
Okay,
I picked somebody up.
Have you? No, but you was giving her the question, but we didn't ask. Did you put
I've
some
been
money
up from jail.
Forward
no.
to help a nigga
no,
get
no,
out?
No, no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
I put you on my JPay, but I'm not adding money to you.
What's JPay? That's
it's a jail app.
That's the jail app.
You got a jail app?
I don't have it on my phone no more. But
you're out of jail.
What? I had JPay. It's like a jail. It's like you can FaceTime them. You can send them music. Instead of like writing letters, you email. It's 2020.
Here's the thing. I ain't never been to jail before. So I ain't know that these were the requirements. I ain't know that you had these things.
Listen, I be on TikTok live and maybe TikTok be like, Kev, somebody in jail on TikTok. I'll be like, all right. I'm finna watch. They be in jail.
My homeboy got a hole. He's a personal trainer. He be training people on the outside world. Look him up on Instagram.
Clean it up.
Like,
you said it's a nigga in jail. That's a personal trainer. To the outside world.
Yeah.
That's fire.
So if y'all need a personal trainer out there, look him up. Confidence.
Yeah, yeah. Turn out. Instagram.
Yeah.
This is what I'm. This is dedicated. He getting real money.
He getting real money.
He's not getting
money.
Paid jail money.
Listen, when I say jail, really ain't that bad. I don't think. My cousin sent us a picture, right? And he was popping bottles. I said, nigga, what are you celebrating? First of all, how did you get the Moet? Secondly, what are you celebrating? What are you celebrating?
Jail ain't that bad. You shouldn't have led with that.
I don't know if I want to be popping Moet around a bunch of buff dudes.
Did I tell you about the DM I got from a dude? So he had his. He sent it on JPay to his brother. And because I guess he don't got Instagram, and he had the brother screenshot and send it to me because he saw my special or the show on Revolt TV. Funny enough, right?
Yeah.
So I said, y'all niggas got premium channels in jail. That's number one. So I did a joke on there about that. So he's like, you know, I could just tell like you a down ass chick.
Down ass like, Detroit.
Let me just tell you a bit about me. Like I get out and I think he said he got like 5 more years. So I'm like, what?
He said like it was a short amount.
He's like,
but
I can
add
you to my call list next month. So I was like, I'm never doing that joke again.
I get out in five more years.
He's like, I got a 10-year-old daughter. I says, that's where your focus needs to be, number one.
Here's the thing. That's one of my worst fears is prison. Like I watch prison shows and there was one show where the guy said, as soon as you get in there, they line up and you got to fight. I'm talking about as soon as you cross your feet into the line up and you got to fight. And if you don't fight, you know what it is for the rest of the time you in there.
Man. I ain't got just time with anybody?
Anybody.
I have
a bad shoulder.
I feel like when I go to throw the left, my shoulder going to go out.
But,
I'm not weak. I just, it's an old injury. And nobody's going to care.
And here's the thing.
They're not going to care. You got to get down.
And being locked up abroad is even worse.
I'd be loving that show.
That's scary because, one, I don't speak the language. Two, they don't care about Americans. They don't.
I feel like their jails are probably better.
America is the Bentley of countries. They wipe their poop on the wall.
No, where was Homeboy locked up at? Was it ASAP Rocky or which one of them was?
Switzerland.
Yeah,
Switzerland.
That was Switzerland.
That's where you hide.
That's different. Yeah, that's Switzerland.
That's where you hide.
That's where you hide your money. and you get some cocoa.
I feel like in Switzerland, I was reading an article, watching a documentary on Switzerland jails, and it looked like they are in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all about rehabilitation and learning and stuff. But America ain't designed to rehabilitate you. The prison system here is for profit. So they want you to just stay in here and make stuff for cheap. And they also, even if you don't make nothing, I think that documentary, The 13th,
Amendment thing.
Yeah, Ava was talking. She produced it. They're talking about how much money they're made just by you being there.
Yeah.
Phone cars and food. And then you go and make stuff.
So
in Switzerland, they're like, bro, we want you to go back to the world, America. Yeah. And then America, when you get out, they don't want you to work.
You can't get a job, right.
So it's like, bro. They be like, bro, I want to be regular. They be like, nah, we want you back in jail, bro.
You'll never be regular.
The food is very healthy in like L.A. prisons.
What? Hold on, time out.
You got a lot of information.
I read a lot.
Detail. She don't got just like random information.
Not broad.
She
facts.
Got detail.
I read a lot, guys.
She said, first of all, you got to rewind. She said, jail ain't that bad. She said, they got Moet in
there. They got apps.
They got FaceTime. A nigga got a job.
No, they be taking Christmas pictures.
They be taking Christmas pictures.
I was literally on the phone one day for like 45 minutes. I said, are you just in your room? Like, ain't nobody came to check on you? And then like 10, 15 minutes, like, all right, I got to go. I got to take these Christmas pictures. Like, I said, so I Santa Claus comes to
the
prison?
Like, they got family like as the unit. They take it.
Listen, my ex got married in jail. You know how, first of all.
You can do that.
And my ex then got married in jail. I was like, oh, I got to stun on that. I got to find a husband.
You can do that, though. Marriage all day.
It's a wild world out here.
Can y'all imagine you break up with somebody? They go to jail
and get married.
And get married before you. You still single.
It's a cold world.
That gotta hurt.
It's a cold world.
Damn, so cold.
It's so cold,
baby.
Were you hurt when that came out, or were you proud?
When I tell you, first of all,
which one?
Funny question.
Which spectrum?
I watched that video because I had recently moved to LA when that video came out, right? So you still trying to like find your way and figure it out, right? I watch that video every single day, every morning when I woke up, before I even talk to God. Yes,
as motivation.
It was like, if this girl can do it,
she ain't waiting to it.
Because I have this like perfectionist thing where it's like it has to be perfect, or I don't want to put anything out until. And it's like, she confidently
put
this like,
and it's a cult classic.
She follows me on Twitter too. It's, shout out to T Baby.
It's great.
Oh, her name T Baby.
Mm-hmm. She named all the
people. Shout out T Baby.
Shout out T Baby. He was like a brother.
She named
Baby Ray, Lil Ray.
Yes,
like 30 niggas in a row.
You gotta be confident. Shout out
to T Baby. Yeah, and I need friends like her. Her homegirl was in the video, just offbeat at the cemetery, like just. Go on, girl. You know she geeked her up. I'm going to bring my son. You need a background.
They dancing on the
graves.
Them dudes in the grave like, if you don't get off my, if, get off
they
me.
They in the cemetery for
the,
real.
They in the cemetery for real.
The video started off with a nigga dead on the floor at Coney Island. That was number one.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't never watched the video through and through, but I seen like that one part where they be in their jackets and be like, so, that ain't.
Oh, my. When I say I know all the worst, I watched that video like, and I was dying laughing, and then I was tweet about it, and I think, like with Ricky Smiley, because he really was like playing it all the time. And her feelings was hurt. She was on the news because she was like, I thought he liked my music. And I found out I was the butt of the joke. So she was like, well, let me redo. She did a remix because she knew the auto-tune. Well, the remix is auto-tune because the beat was off on the first one.
How old is she?
So she came with a mink. Like, I got y'all this time. She downtown.
She said, y'all don't like it. I'm the butt of the joke. Here's a remix.
Let me redo it.
What?
A remix worse than.
Let me redo it for you.
How old is T-Baby? T-Baby, she our age? She in her 30s?
I don't know. According to that wig, she might be.
T-Baby in her 40s?
She said according to the wig.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'm from Detroit, and I've probably seen that song.
We do represent the likes of Big Sean and T-Grizzly and Aretha.
Before we finish this segment, top five Detroit artists. You can't use T-Baby. We know she's goaded.
Yeah, she like down line.
Yeah.
I'd say Big Sean for sure.
Is this in order or 5-1?
Or
you just naming it. Okay, cool.
Big Sean. Aretha.
You gotta do it.
It's a lot.
I know who she don't want to put Eminem in.
Yeah,
I know she don't want to, but you got.
No, I put. Why would I not put Eminem there?
I felt like you didn't
want to. No.
But I was thinking like, cause it's rap, it's R&B, it's a lot of you think I'm old school, Motown. You know what I mean? I'm trying to.
Oh snap!
I gotta give you that. So go ahead.
Damn.
You got Diana. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have gospel.
She's not from Detroit though.
Diana Ross is from Detroit. The Bruce.
She from Detroit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't know we had projects. Your mother tore down by the time I was born. But
it might be too hard to do top five.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to think. Like,
Diana Ross is from Detroit.
Aaliyah, you know what I mean?
Aaliyah from Detroit?
She's
from Detroit.
Yes. Aaliyah was high school with my brother. No,
she was high school with your brother? Mm-hmm. They saw her rock the boat.
Her time was cut short, but we can't act like if Aaliyah was still here.
Okay, three more. I want to hear the other.
That's four. That's five. How many is that?
You said Aretha, Diana, that's four.
Aaliyah.
Oh no, that's seven.
Eminem, that's five.
Eminem over the Temptations.
Royce the 5'9". That's a trick.
That's too. That's a lot.
It's a lot. We ain't gonna.
I mean, we can go. You know,
we ain't gonna do it.
But how does Eminem get you all sweaty?
We can go Bezo and Street Lords and Rock Bottom and
Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf is not in my.
Big Meech. Big Meech in there.
Dej Loaf sounds like a nice bread. That's a nice bread.
Nigga said Dej Loaf sounds like nice
bread. Like a nice bread.
get
some Dej Loaf on there.
That does sound good.
It does.
That sounds like some.
It sounds bougie. Like, yeah, let me get the Dej Loaf. Yeah, yeah.
That's real.
Let me get that.
All right, next segment.
Stevie the Wonder.
Stevie Wonder from there?
Stevie Wonder from Detroit? Yeah,
he's crazy.
Everybody from Detroit now.
But he might be from.
Nigga said Michael Jackson from Detroit.
Let me see. Stevie Wonder might be from Michigan on the low.
All right, next segment.
That's fine.
Michael Jackson from Detroit.
Don't play.
All right, meet Azalea, the chip who smokes a pack a day at the North Korean zoo.
Really quick, he's from Saginaw.
Oh,
who?
Stevie Wonder, which is like right hour there. And a half.
A chimpanzee smokes a pack.
Okay.
Of what? Of cigarettes?
Of cigarettes. 19-year-old female whose name is Dale. Smokes about a pack a day. They insist, however, that she don't inhale. My question to you guys is this. What the monkey going through?
That's all
monkeys
I'm thinking
be
about.
Monkeys stressed a little bit. When you look at videos and pictures of them.
I said this the other day. You need animal therapy. Because think about gazelles. They are on alert every day. Every day you wake up, I'm going to die.
From the moment you drop,
a nigga is like,
I'll kill you right now.
Right now.
Like, can you imagine you have a baby in a hospital and a nigga like, you better protect it. You better stab that baby right
as soon as it come out. So this monkey may just be taking on the stress of this whole everything. It's like, this animal shit ain't really
it. Because think about it, too. Monkeys are, like, probably the closest animal to human beings, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So they're looking at us like, oh, this nigga gets to go, you know? B-Lou gets to get on stage and tell jokes, and I got to sit here and just, you know what I mean? So he's working his
monkey at? Where's the monkey at?
North Korea.
North Korea. First of all, North Korea.
I mean.
It's controlled, yeah. So he's smoking because nigga only get to come to the zoo once a year. So I'm stressed because I told my other monkeys I had some shit going. The zoo done slowed up.
The zoo done slowed up, my boy.
I got bills, my boy.
I know that monkey.
All these conversations, you feel me? Stress is hilarious.
Listen, I know that monkey got a deep voice.
Yeah.
I'm sick. You were like, God dang, you going through it.
First of all, the better question is, where is he getting the cigarettes from? Yeah. That's number one. How is he getting boxes?
Well, they smoke cigarettes.
You know how they get stuff in jail? The guards.
The guards is giving it.
The guards is giving it to the monkeys, to your niggas on JPEG.
Are they, like, he's lighted it himself?
Yeah, I think so.
Ain't no people. Ain't no people that so shit.
Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about DraftKings. Look, football is back in full swing with another week of epic games. And who's got you covered on the action for every single one of them? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Nobody's missing out on the action this season. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Get in on the NFL Week 2 action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use the code CRAZY to sign up. New customers can bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code CRAZY. The crown is yours. And now, back to the show.
Hey, man, shoot me one more pat.
Nigga, now, zoo bad enough. I'm in North Korea. Even if I get out of the zoo, I'm still in North Korea.
Still in North Korea.
We all still in the zoo, my brother.
I'd rather see him rolling up. Because cigarettes, that's...
No, cigarettes fit the Asian culture. That ain't mean to be.
Maybe.
It is what it is. We're going to throw it out there.
Is the monkey... The monkey ain't... Where are you? Are you an Asian monkey? Have you born?
You know what? I was asking that question the other day. Like, do animals and, like, insects have, like,
class? Let me look
at the because Monty is what?
I mean,
your dog is what?
Monty, he's rich. He's bougie.
Yeah.
He black. He likes.
Because if you like a roach in Africa, is it different? Because they have different type of roach. You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah. The bugs in Africa, they don't run.
It's like people in the South, they don't have. I remember we was on tour. We was in Virginia, and Angel and Josh went to a yard house. And a roach was in there. Like, Angel saw a roach run through. And Angel was like, hey, man, nigga, it's roaches. The lady was like, chill. First of all, this is a water bug.
Yeah, relax.
Don't.
Don't do that.
To the naked eye. The thing got six legs, and it ain't supposed to be in the restaurant.
It is
the
like,
first
though.
Of all, this is a German hypothesis. It looks and most similar to the American cockroach. Nigga, the point is, it's dirty.
That's right. Why yeah. here?
A water bug don't breed as fast as a roach, though. So
yeah. First off,
some South shit.
Let me say, I was about to say, with me being from the South, I understand that completely. But that's some country knowledge
it's
right
some
there.
Roaches,
water bug right. don't sound as bad.
But a water bug is like, just get it out of here. A roach, you got to get, yeah, you got to stop. Cause it can breathe.
I used to always like, if it wasn't an ant or a fly, like it's a roach.
She said, if it wasn't a spider, roach.
Everything else is a roach.
She's
like, yo, that's a roach.
That's a roach. But no, that monkey, they got to get somebody in there for that monkey.
Oh,
they
gotta
get
some help. Talking to the monkey, man, I had some stuff going.
Monkeys be stressed. You feel
me? What's even better if the monkey, like, as soon as he take out the packet.
Monkeys be stealing too.
Monkeys do be stealing.
I went to Bali, them niggas were stealing.
Yeah.
Out the backpack, out your glasses, snatched out of here. You think you about to take a picture with the monkey? He like, yeah, okay.
There's a full video on my Instagram of the monkey when we was in Tanzania. The monkey jumped on the window because he seen we had fruit in there. He was like, hey man, get your ass down. He was looking in the window. I was like, because if your mama, because he was a little bit, he was like teenage.
Yeah.
I seen daddy over there. I said, stop before you make daddy come over here. I'm going to be scared of him. I rolled the window up. Like, hey, man, stay over there. Get out of here.
Monkeys, yeah, they shady on the low.
I seen this video with this monkey. He was playing with this dude, and he ripped his
shit was crazy.
Head meat off of his face. He grabbed his head. Because monkeys are way stronger than they look.
But what you don't see is he bit and then ripped. So, like, he bit.
He bit his
head.
One of them tried to snatch my truck out. It was... I never showed you that picture.
No. Keisha has lived.
It's oh, yeah. Two monkeys Keisha on me, has and he lived. Almost snatched my track out. No,
he was trying to braid your hair. It wasn't
just
it?
Take
you
the banana, my nigga.
He was
like,
trying to braid it up.
It was
just
bad.
Take the banana, my nigga.
Like, yeah.
Just get out of here.
And before y'all say, I see you say the fancy way he pronounced the country. When we went to Tanzania, they told us to pronounce it that way, not Tanzania.
Wait, also, they ain't never been nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know.
Patreon watching live, they ain't never been to
That's what they
Tanzania.
Told us. So I'm going to listen to the people that's
Tanzania,
from
Tanzania, huh?
Tanzania. Yeah.
It ain't Tanzania, huh?
Tanzania?
So this whole time in school.
Yeah, Tanzania.
We've been saying that.
And
been,
think about it. The teacher that was teaching us wasn't from Tanzania.
Right.
So
they said, almost snatched my track all the way out.
Damn, monkeys out here.
Oh, he really is grabbing He's really great.
Buddy, you don't want the banana. You want the Brazilian. That's the 14-inch.
Why was the monkey? You have two monkeys on you.
Because the niggas attacked me. They was like, what can we steal? Oh, she ain't got none on her. We're going to take the hair.
You know,
we can resell this in Bali.
And they okay. get big baller.
Listen, Keisha is the
Keisha
only person
lives.
I know
trying to get
personally that I be who I travel a lot. You travel a lot. You travel a lot. Keisha don't never be at home.
I do. Yeah. What are y'all talking about?
You lying, Keisha.
I live on Friday.
How many countries have you been to?
23.
Hold on, 23 what?
See,
you went to 23 countries?
We can converse. Yeah. You know we like traveling. Yeah. We all like, we can converse. 23,
Keisha.
That's
I
great.
I like going places.
Since when, though?
I think I probably first started traveling, I was like, how old was I? 17?
That makes Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, you've been to 23 countries since 17?
I think like 9, 10.
What about you, B. Lou?
A 0.
You ever been out of the United States?
Running back.
You've been to Canada.
He said,
0.
Mexico.
I've conquered America. I beat this guy.
Don't let the government hear you say that. You conquered America, right?
You know, I beat this guy.
No, traveling, got to. You got to go.
I've been to probably about 10.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. Maybe 12. 22 is.
Favorite off the top of your head.
Yikes, that's hard.
I know it's tough. I know it's tough. I was just seeing if you had one. It's tough, though.
I know it's tough. Look, baby. Nigga start throwing questions out. 23 and me.
23 and me.
It's somewhere between Fiji.
Fiji water crazy.
The real Fiji water.
First of all, it's only like a dollar. For the big one, number one.
Is it still called Fiji water there, or is it just called water?
Yeah,
and I meant actual the color of the water. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, not the drinking water.
Yeah, not the drinking water.
I thought you said the drinking water's better.
South Africa, Tokyo.
Oh, damn.
You know, we're going to talk about this podcast. Oh, no. I like that.
I think my favorite probably was Japan, probably was the most. Japan and Egypt.
Yeah,
because they're the furthest
Egypt's
from
crazy.
America.
Yeah, Egypt's crazy.
Egypt is like
a whole bomb went off when we got to Egypt. As soon as we landed, like, oh,
literally.
In
Europe, you feel like, especially California, but in Europe, you feel how young America is.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this old.
Yeah.
When you get to Egypt, you'd be like, oh, y'all niggas ain't. This is pre-civilization. Like they've been here
absolutely
way. Yeah. California just feel like it's like 14.
It was 115 degrees when we went. Yeah. I said, nah.
I crashed a wedding in Egypt. Yes. It was really fun.
Yeah, we went during the Christmas.
That's the same way I feel.
I was Georgia.
That's same way. Georgia was.
I was the same way in Kansas.
Kansas
City.
Yeah. Not been to Kansas.
That man, Dickhead.
The barbecue in Kansas is a
Stone Mountain.
Italy, Venice is up there.
To die for.
Venice
was crazy.
I love how it's just, you can't drive, and it's just like cobblestone streets and the what. Yeah.
I get tired of niggas dancing on the sidewalk.
I got thrown out of I got cut off at a bar and. In Venice.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You were drunk?
Slow it down.
I mean, it's the first time I underestimated wine. Mm, I underestimated wine. And I greatly underestimated port wine.
Mm.
So I was on that dessert wine.
Mm.
So the waiter comes by and you know in Italy, they don't feed you portions like America. Like spaghetti don't be, you know, we be
grandma
as much
size,
spaghetti as possible. They give you like, it don't even take up the whole plate.
Mm. Yeah.
So we eating, but drinking more than we eating, because they bring you the wine before anything else. They're like, get this little wine in your system.
Yeah.
So anyway, we drinking, and the guy's like, would you, they ask you for a grappa all the time. Grappa's like the final digestive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, would you like some grappa, sir? And I was like, yes,
absolutely.
And he goes to get it, and the manager's like, no more for the Americans. And I was literally like, I'm cut off.
Yeah,
like, Melissa was like, let's come on. Let's
that come is on. Get on the plane.
No, for sure.
It was like 8 o'clock. All right, next segment. Ain't going to be no segues. Ad here.
Ad. That's the ad. All
right, here we go. Next segment, guys. Hiker lost his phone for 24 hours. Mm. He ignored rescuers' calls because he didn't recognize the number.
Wait,
he lost his
lost
phone?
A lot.
No, he was in. He was lost.
A hiker
in Colorado was lost for 24 hours because he was ignoring rescuers' calls because he didn't recognize the number.
That nigga was cheating.
And as black people, we tend to like.
No, for sure.
That nigga was out
but
cheating.
But we would never be in there.
Without cheating?
Yeah.
You don't, you're not lost, and I'm not going to answer the call because I don't know the number.
He took the booty to the woods.
You don't want
to
be that. Yeah.
He took the booty to the woods. He was like, yeah.
I lost his
and
phone.
Then you got to make it. So then it's 24 hours. So your wife is or your girl is like frantic, and she's just happy that you home. She's not even going to question the situation. You
know
you survive.
What?
He was like, I'm taking the bush to the bush. I'm taking the bush to the bush. That's what he's
you didn't recognize the number.
I really took the story at face value. And Keisha's
you
like,
ain't get on
like,
Instagram.
Nah.
You ain't post a story. I need help. You ain't dropped your pen nowhere.
Women are good, man.
Women are
but
good.
But who was lost, though? He was lost.
He was lost. And the people calling him.
He was lost.
When you do that, you know. Right.
He was lost. You come home and you talk about, I was lost hiking with my phone. You're not lost if you got your phone. That's one thing. Number
Touché.
One.
But
GPS.
Your phone can't get you out of woods, can it?
Why you can't put in your GPS home?
But remember, if you get off the track, it'd be like, proceed to the route. Because the GPS only works from road.
Call 911. My nigga, you had a phone.
But what are you going to say if he in the woods?
You going to call somebody? You going to say something?
Where's your location?
You going to contact me before 24 hours.
Middle Tree.
That's funny. I'm
going to come find you, baby.
Formation.
I'm on the way.
Can you imagine, like, he was really lost, but his Keisha boyfriend, he got to explain and she just not buying it?
Baby, listen.
Nah, my nigga.
You know, I just
take me to where you was at. No,
baby,
did you make
I
want to
go
turn?
Back there, right? So we
that's
set up. See,
where did you make the wrong turn?
Well, first off, you know, I was hanging out with Kev, and he like adventurous
so
stuff.
So where Kev at?
Kev, he left me
Kev
there.
Kev had enough sense to go home.
Man, see, all right, man, fuck it. All right, I was
cheating,
bro.
You didn't
keep it real, my nigga. Okay, now we can go from here. Now we can work from here.
He should talk to niggas in jail.
That's true. Yes, she knows.
I did not kick it with niggas in jail. I got some homies that got locked up. I'm from Detroit. Come on now.
She from Detroit.
Everybody didn't go on the right path.
I start sweating. I'm like, I'm nigga reading the story. I'm like, we're dead.
Yeah, and see, I watch there's this YouTuber named Mr. Ballin. I watch a lot of his. He just tells stories. And each of the stories that ignorant stuff be happening, it be the woods. That's why I don't go. They also be of a pale color, so they's not me. But I'm not going to the woods just to be out there no more, especially mm-mm. These like places where it's just like nothing there. It's just trees and rock and like no.
He was white. He was Caucasian.
He was white.
Okay. It's therapeutic though. I'm gonna tell you what.
With some people on the path, I need a couple people.
You better take your ass to Runyon. You better take a trail that you know.
I think he said some people on the path. Yeah,
I was out not in Runyon, but there was a hiking trail near my son's old soccer field, and I was out there.
Oh yeah, I remember that. You used to be going out there.
I used to be hiking
to heaven,
bruh. Over this ridge, there was a whole coyote. Mm. Big, because there's coyotes in my neighborhood now in my other neighborhood, but they're usually small. They're like small
dogs.
That's
a flex.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
When you got coyotes in your neighborhood,
that's a
flex.
That's a rich flex.
Okay, we got coyotes.
Oh, y'all got,
we got water.
Squirrels. Okay, no, we got coyotes. My bad. I ain't know. It's little coyote money. Okay.
I'm just saying, we destroyed their habitat, low key.
Gotcha.
They had this whole part, and we was like, nigga, house it. So now they be eating
houses.
People's dogs and stuff.
Oh, shit.
That's how they get their revenge. They're like, oh, y'all want to be here? Your dog dead.
Yeah,
but you
terrible.
Still ain't got no home. But I'm saying, the point is, I was out there and I seen a coyote and I just thought, like, he wasn't bigger than me and usually they'd be scared. But I thought about the people who be running to, like, bears, mountain lions.
Yeah.
Like,
for
the ones that will kill you. Like,
for
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think there's the old, like, black people be too stressed in life to add that type of
thrill. Don't need that. We don't need
that. We the monkey smoking the cig.
We be
not
the
monkey, but
don't
you know what I'm saying?
I do not call black people monkeys.
White people be looking for the thrill. They just be looking for it. We like, we got it. I wake up, I walk outside. Woo! It's, man,
very much, very
life
so.
Is crazy.
Not the monkey. Amir, single me out.
Not monkeys. Not monkeys. We are just people smoking cigarettes. Matter of fact, take it out. Just whoever's editing this, go back and say the monkey part. Take it out. Just
Patreon black and people.
We are beautiful people. It's on Lipstick Alley right now. All right, let's cut back to the wide.
Black people, we be stressed out. We smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, we smoking cigarettes.
And Tanzania.
And then
how do you say it?
Tanzania.
Tanzania. Is that really how they say it?
Yes.
Because it's very much looks like Tanzania.
They corrected me immediately.
So the A is pronounced like a U.
Tanzania.
Tanzania.
So both A's are like long. Tanzania.
You asking me stuff like Tanzania. I'm from there. I'm listening to what they tell me.
How do you spell that? It's T-A-N.
It's Tanzania.
It's spelled like Tanzania.
T-A-N-Z-A-N. Tanzania.
Oh, no. If you pronounce the A's different, you can get Tanzania.
Yeah.
What languages do you know offhand?
Swahili.
Oh, they speak okay.
Oh, they speak Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they spoke that.
That's all the Lion King, pretty much.
Yeah.
They speak that in South Carolina. See, y'all niggas ain't been.
Yeah, they
I've never been to South Carolina.
Exactly.
South Carolina. See, how many states different. Have you been to?
Probably. I ain't been to the weird states.
He said
the weird states: Wyoming, Idaho, South Dakota, North Dakota, Maine.
Yeah, I don't
Vermont,
really.
Everything else, I defeated.
I don't. Yeah. The ones I haven't been to, it's not that I want to go.
Yeah, it's like
I haven't been to South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming. I've been to Wyoming, but I drove through it.
I've been Vermont, to Alabama too many times.
I've been to Alabama plenty.
I've been to Carolina, so I would like to go.
Oh, you know, I ain't never been.
No, I've never been to South Carolina.
You've been to Aruba, Japan. You ain't been to North Carolina, my home. And South Africa,
Turkey.
And you ain't been to North Carolina.
You ain't been to North Carolina.
Shout out to Durham. Shout out to Bull City.
Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out to Queen City.
You know what I'm talking about?
Petey Pablo had a whole
come on. Raise up.
919.
Come on. 336704. What's up,
Bull City? I just never had a reason to go.
That's because your ass all in Tanzania. Nigga racing to Tanzania and ain't even see her people.
And North Carolina. Like
Charlotte,
Georgia,
is a big city.
New York,
Charlotte's a big
Chicago.
City.
You know what I mean? Tennessee, like
I'm be
Chicago
with you.
Is not a state. First
no,
of all.
I'm not gonna say state. That's how normal places. Okay. Like
here's the thing. I love North Carolina. I ain't going back there, but you know,
I'm going back to North Carolina.
I ain't believing North. I go to North Carolina.
I like North Carolina. No, I like North Carolina.
I like it for if I need to go like chill.
Yeah,
for about, about a week.
We work. Working comedians be having a reason to go.
That's true.
I don't think people. If you don't have a show there,
there's no. Yeah,
I don't know if many. Because you usually travel, you vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're not working there, you don't have family
but
there.
Charlotte is a growing city. Like, so a lot of people are like getting prop. Like, it's
right.
growing.
But I'm like asking myself, why would Keisha be
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
yeah,
Keisha don't need
just
to be
go
there.
To
yeah.
go.
And if your family's in the Midwest, like all your family in Detroit, right?
For the most part, I mean, I have family in Texas, I have family in St. Louis, so like kind of a little bit all over.
No family out there.
I don't have any family in North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm not even shading Charlotte or Raleigh because I love those cities, but I can't remember people being like, I'm going to just vacation.
Yeah.
In Charlotte, like if they're not going to CIA,
yeah,
or the CIA. That's
if you're
big.
Not going to that, or you didn't go to college, there, you have people there.
I tell you, I had my best show in Charlotte, but then two, North Carolina, I got shouted because North Carolina got the most colleges by square footage.
Oh, you do. Man.
It's a lot of education there, so
it is.
Don't none of y'all be acting stupid because it's too much education out there.
Do you know Michaela?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe not. Then.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I was trying to figure out, like, maybe that's where you're
not. Yeah.
All right. Final segment.
That's not one of the jail homies. That's
she's from North Carolina. She's a singer. She's in LA.
Shout out to everybody
jail.
In Charlotte. You know what I'm
saying?
Charlotte Wilmington.
Is great. Queen yeah, City.
Michael Jordan from there.
Stephen Furtick there.
You know what I'm saying?
Big Furtick.
Billy Graham.
They got pigs up in there.
I met Furtick. He was a nice guy.
He kind of swole.
He got he kind of short swole.
Yeah, a lot of them white pastors be like,
he'll put the blessing on you.
Wow. Somebody came for me in the Patreon chat. Like, that's why Keisha ain't got her black card.
Why? Because
I've been to North Carolina.
No,
black people, like you said, y'all be making shit up.
It's too many
requirements.
Black people do be making shit up.
I feel like no other culture has so many things that if you
don't
do it, you or like it.
White people don't be like, do you wear thong sandals?
Right.
Like, they don't check for stuff like that.
They might do. We don't know.
No.
That's true, though.
We not white.
We don't
y'all keep talking like we
but
white.
But you done been around them. You be like, they don't be saying that.
But we don't know. That's
us
secrecy.
Know white people pressed like, for not seeing the notebook.
Yeah.
Right.
But if, nigga, you ain't seen one of 60 black movies.
I didn't see one Spike Lee movie, boy. They was eating me
up. Oh, we got to your ass up.
They was eating me up.
Keisha hasn't seen a black movie until we made a show.
First of all, here's the thing. Like, I saw Five Heartbeats, right? And then people are like, well, did you see The Temptation? And it's like, my nigga, it's 4 or 5 niggas in Pump Wave singing.
Well, did you see it? Did you see this in society?
Well, did you see it?
Somebody on drugs. Somebody took the lead singer spot. Like, it's going to be the same storyline.
You seen Paid in Full?
It's like, now y'all, it's just every...
What you was doing in Detroit?
First of all, why was y'all watching Menace to Society? Number, that is a very violent movie. We was like 8, 9 years old.
First of all,
it was really violent.
That's number
one. It was very violent. It was bloody.
I was scared of LA.
Second of all, it's called Teenage Years.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching that as a teenager.
Right. That's a computer engineer.
I honestly just didn't have time to watch movies.
What you had time for?
I was in school like all year round.
Computer engineer.
You was in school year round. No wonder you going 23 in. I'm out here shooting dice. Why? What's happening? Why? What in here? Why? What's happening?
What's happening?
All right, final segment. I love these blacks.
All right, the final segment of this show is called Pick Your Poison. It's a card game from Target, and just has a whole bunch of random stuff.
Okay.
If you want to, by the way, submit stories to us or Pick Your Poison suggestions, send them to internet@kevonstage.com. Anything story-wise just has to be old. No trending topics, no nothing that happened this week, this month. It got to be old. All right, if you want to submit those things, internet, Kevin Stage. Here's a question for you guys. Pick your poison. Watch your partner have sex with someone else or shoot yourself in the foot.
Somebody getting shot.
Hey, baby,
either way.
You got to get clapped up.
It's like, damn.
Hey, you said, well, what'd you say, Keith?
Somebody getting shot either way it goes. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Hey, baby, listen.
Detroit.
Sex is a special, baby. Do what you got to do. I'm not shooting myself in the foot. Do what you got to do. Let's figure it out.
Sex is a special.
I can never be Rome's girlfriend.
Let's figure it out.
It's like,
I ain't shooting myself in the foot.
No, he would be giving you the freedom.
Right. Yeah. You just okay with me having sex with somebody else?
See, you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing.
You okay with another nigga snatching?
Listen,
we
talk about protect black women. What about protect black men? I gotta shoot myself in the foot. I gotta shoot myself in the foot.
You should rather want to shoot yourself than to see me have sex with somebody else.
Listen, baby, hey man, we can make it a little fun, a little get together.
No.
Keisha, boy, your mind. That's that computer engineer. Your mind.
Do you really even love me? No.
Love and compatibility, two different things.
No.
That's funny. That's good.
Keisha, for real.
That's good.
How you turn that around?
I like that angle, bro.
I never thought. This nigga Keisha said, how you just gonna let me do that? Nigga, you was a
fucking. And then you gonna watch?
No, that's wild. You gotta put yourself in a situation where you are deeply in love, and it's gonna that's a tough situation for anybody.
I would shoot myself in the foot.
That's when you know you're arena into a nigga. Like, oh,
I would shoot myself
in the foot. Okay.
Yeah. If you've been married, that's a whole
different.
Because your foot, it's like you're gonna recover. You know what I mean?
But you he has been through the mud.
So if you don't love me like Kev love Melissa,
then that, there you go. There
but what kind of gun is we shooting, though? That new cut down to a
22.
A 22? Oh,
22.
Well, I ain't taking no 22. A 22 ain't that bad,
that's
possibly.
That's what I'm saying, 22. It ain't no 9.
Bullet-wise,
it ain't that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know about bad, but
you gotta think
compared
about the
to a...
But the bones in your foot are small.
Exactly. You know, and you can be damaged.
You done stubbed your toe before.
You'll be all right. My mama ran me over. My foot got broke, and I came back, and it was all good. I was 8 years old.
We not gonna skip past your mama.
Ran you over? This life she living is wild.
It was very much an accident, guys.
Ran you over?
I learned my lesson, too.
Wait. Your mind bad, Keisha. She got ran over and said, "This, you know what?"
No, not
been.
From that. It was no, okay.
Was it your toe, or she hit you with the car?
It was my hope, but she ran me over. She had to rerun me, and then she had to run.
She had
back.
To rerun you over. What the fuck? I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to use F bomb, but that's too
bad. People came to visit me. My little brother was like,
she re-ran your foot over.
My little brother was like 3, and people would come over. He was like, he had his little toy car, his little Superman. Like, this Keisha, this my mama. All
right, this is what we're gonna do. Keisha,
it was an accident. She was picking me up from cheer practice. I was supposed to run 2 laps. I only ran 1, so I learned my lesson there. Number one, never cheat. And she was, like, parking to go pay for my uniform. And so I was walking to the car, and my coach called my name. And my mom, I guess she looked behind, didn't see nothing, whatever. So when my coach called my name, I stopped and was like, huh? And then my mom started backing up. And I guess she had looked behind and was looking this way. And the car hit me. I was, like, 8. So I'm, like, 42 pounds. I fell. So then she was like, I didn't see nothing. Like, I didn't see nobody. And then she steady backing up, and she ended up running over my foot. So then everybody's like, wait. So now the car is on my foot. So now she got to go back over it. So then my brother calls my dad. He runs to the payphone. This is back in the day. Like, Daddy, he says, somebody hit Keisha, right? He don't say this, it's my mama. My daddy get up there in 2 minutes, flat, right?
Oh, no.
Police come, the ambulance come. They're like, who do you want? Only one person can ride an ambulance with you. I'm like, who do you think I want, right? So in it, they ask my mama questions. They ask me, like, has anything like this ever happened? We didn't even get whoopings growing up. So I'm like, no. Like, what are y'all talking about? So in the ambulance, my dad's trying to be cool. And then he's like, did you see who did it? And I was like,
oh, he still don't know.
He don't know. I'm like, yeah. Oh, so he's like, was it a man or a woman? I'm like, it was a woman. And he's like, do you recognize? I'm like, it was mama. Like, my daddy's ready to kill somebody. Like, he about to go to jail.
Oh, yeah, he about to get to it.
I'm like, it was mama. And for like that whole year, I just was like, pulling all types of rank, like anything I wanted. It was like,
if you run my foot over,
oh yeah,
go to bed. I would love to.
Yeah,
but walking up the stairs is so painful.
Yeah, I had to sit the whole year. I was on crutches.
First of all,
like,
what type of LTD Lincoln Town Car y'all was in? Big ass car.
Wait, my daddy
how
she
didn't see you back there?
My mama had a cutlass.
When she stopped, was she on your foot?
She was on my foot because she didn't see me, so she's bagging up, and now it's on my foot, and everybody is yelling like, "Wait, you know," and she stopped.
That's
so then
funny.
It's now like I got to get off her foot. We
so you had
see
a whole car on top of your foot.
Yeah,
she had a whole Lincoln.
It wasn't a Lincoln. It was a Cadillac. My daddy did have a Lincoln Town Car.
Look, we do segments on our YouTube called Storytime. You coming to tell a story for sure.
Wait, it was a Cutlass.
It was coming to tell a story.
Why she got ran out by a Cutlass on those triple D's? Throw some D's on it.
Definitely.
So yeah.
So we got. I know we got more questions.
So
my bad.
The point I'm making is that your foot will survive.
Okay, your foot will survive. I mean? All right, gotta take a
toe. No, that's it. Oh, there's only one question.
Oh, only one.
I couldn't take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't have big meat, so I imagine nigga gonna be going to town.
Wait a minute.
I don't have big meat.
Cam.
People don't always have huge
Cam,
penises.
But like, here's the thing. Y'all meats
you
are regular.
You are so comfortable in your marriage.
Yeah,
to
nigga.
Be able to
say. I don't got it.
But
I got a lot of things. Full on penis.
We wouldn't even talk about the meat.
I'm just telling you why I would be like, nigga,
you brought.
I'm just telling you.
You brought meat to the vegan restaurant. We wouldn't even talk about it.
Just meat. Meat.
He said, I ain't got big meat.
In order to have an average, some niggas got to be on the other side.
Wait. No, but
I really know the danger.
Dog.
Somebody else.
I know that nigga going to town.
That
nigga going to town.
No, you do got to think about that. You got to think about the image. I remember Kevin Hart said that on some podcast because one of his friends, I guess, had volunteered. And he wanted a threesome, and he said he had the threesome. So it was him, his wife, and two other people. And he said, still to this day, he thinks about how that man was drilling it down.
You got to be
a strong individual.
Can't take it. I'll shoot myself. I would blow my.
No, I definitely. I had to shoot myself.
But you're the only person Melissa been with. So then it's like,
now she
does.
She never had no.
Oh yeah.
And I got the stomach. A lot of stuff that's going for me.
Y'all been together long enough. She getting half. Melissa is out and she's taking Kevin's
seat. She's taking
half.
She helped me get half.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
You can
fine.
Take the half. What I can't take is the dignity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The dignity.
I ain't got no. I'm insecure.
It's the dignity. That's what it is.
This is the first episode we shot. Now, this is a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
This is
good
time.
The dignity.
Follow Rome at where?
I'm tripping, my bad. At iRomealot.
iRomealot.
IROME.
Follow Keisha at
it's Keisha.E.
Yeah,
Keisha.E. Follow Bilu.
At who is Brandon Lewis? And I'm getting that caffeine money.
Hey.
You get that caffeine money?
No, they ain't hit me.
Oh.
Big Bang Lewis.
Big Bang Lewis on caffeine, though. Oh, okay. Shout out to that.
Well,
shout out to that, man. Shout out to y'all.
Big Bang Lewis on caffeine. We'll see you guys next week. Peace. Bye.
Peace out.
All right, perfect. That was